God is not short or limited in how he can come through for you. But, you know, I wanted to address also what was shared earlier on about, you know, feeling lonely. Because that's a real thing, you know, especially as believers. Not that we look to feel lonely. And, you know, not everyone does feel lonely, but people can definitely go through it at times. And especially believers can go through that because we have an enemy that makes us want to be in unbelief or disbelief or in doubt of what God can do and what he can't do. You know, but loneliness is something that everyone experiences at some point in their life. It's inevitable, you know. And we could be surrounded by loads of people and still feel alone. You know, you can still feel that you're on your own, even physically by yourself. Yet, no, we have the presence of God. And that's what we got to remember. That's why we got to keep God the top priority. And loneliness isn't just the absence of people. It's often the feeling, which I kind of get quite a lot myself at times, of being disconnected or misunderstood or forgotten. You know, and I think a lot of people can experience that and share in what I'm saying. Not that we're going to dwell on these things, but it's good to highlight it because, you know, once we know we're not the only ones going through something, it makes it a little bit more easier to think, oh, I'm not the only one that's feeling this loneliness, this isolation. There's other people that actually go through it. And the good news is that God has not left or forsaken his children, right? He never leaves us alone. And wherever we are, even though we can't see God, he's always there. And God, even throughout the scriptures, is always assuring us of his presence, his love, his faithfulness. So when we are feeling lonely, your feelings may tell you one thing, but God always tells us another thing. You know, God is always with you. He really is never going to leave you, forsake you. And that's one of the greatest promises in Hebrews 13:5-6. It says, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly, without fear of anything, right, say the Lord is my helper and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So even though you might feel lonely and even though you might have gone through a lot of things, Ethel, in your situation and other people in their situations, you know, the Lord is your helper. Remember, God is our help. You know, we go to God. You know, we're not looking to the hills, but we're looking to Jehovah, who is our help. And he says he'll never leave us or forsake us. Not sometimes he'll leave you and sometimes he's with you, but everything is going well. You know, God is always with. So we can have that expectation that, all right, I may feel like this, but God is faithful. God is really faithful. And then I always come back to Jesus Christ. He's the first purport of call after God. Like his example, his life, his living. He was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without blowing it. You know, he didn't miss the mark. He stayed his heart on course with God. Just like Mary was sharing earlier. Like she wasn't feeling so great, but she's staying with God. She's on it. In her heart and mind with God, she knows where God is a great example, great sharing she shared. And then obviously your example there, Ethel, with some of the things you're going through. And I'm sure there's other people going through different types of emotions and loneliness and isolation. But God is with you. He really is with you. He was there when you were born and he's there when you're going to die and he's there when he's going to gather you together. Unless we're gathered together and we don't die. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? You know, so Jesus Christ understands loneliness. And he experienced the rejection. You know, his disciples fell asleep when he needed them the most in the garden. And one of his followers, closest followers, betrayed him. Another denied knowing him at the cross. Many who followed him were nowhere to be found. They all forsook him. And, you know, especially when it's when we need the things the most that we don't seem to have it. Everyone seems to bugger off and leave you on your own. But we've always got God, you know, and God will never leave you. God is so faithful to us. Even when we blow it, he's still faithful to us. He won't deny himself. But Jesus, you know, he continued to trust God in this situation. And he understands the experience that we go through also. So, you know, we can confidently go to God in every situation. Even David, like David, he had tough times. And there's a great scripture in Psalms 27:10 where it says, when my father and mother forsook me, the Lord took me up, right? You know, so David recognized that, you know, people will let you down, even his mother and his father. No, but God took him up. And God is close to the brokenhearted. That's why Jesus Christ came, right? And no, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. And in Psalms also, it says in Psalms 34, the Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart and save it, such as be of a contrite spirit. So sometimes loneliness can lead to discouragement, but that's where we as believers know who we are in Christ. We don't let it come to the point where we're discouraged. And we got to remember that God will draw near to those that are hurting. He will. He sees in order to provide, right? He sees the need. And he's not distant from your pain. He's really concerned about your pain. And he's present in it. You know, whatever type of pain that is, by the way, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. I kind of think of Claire. So Claire is Mary's little kitten that she's fostered at the moment. And when I ring and I always speak on the phone, little Claire's meowing in the background. It doesn't stop. She's a right little complainer. But, you know, she's there. Like, she, you know, Mary knows she's there and she gets her needs attended to. She gets fed and, you know, all those types of things, and then she'll play and stuff like that. But, you know, that cat is well taken care of. And it's like us. We can whinge and cry and complain in the background, but God hasn't forgotten us. He knows where we are. You know, and then I was thinking of Romans 8:38, where it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present or things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature or creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So loneliness can't separate you from God's love, that's for sure. And failure can't separate you from God's love. Like, his love remains constant. And I think the only time that someone really does feel lonely is maybe not with the, you can feel it with the non-presence of people, but it's when you're on your own in your heart and your mind. That's where you can really feel loneliness. But when we recognize that God is on the throne of our hearts and of our minds, and so is Jesus Christ, then we got to realize, you know, we are actually not alone in our emotions or our mind, because we're in the presence of God right now. Right now, we're in the presence of God, and it's where we put our attention to. So when you do start feeling those emotions and those thoughts, and no one understands you, and no one gives a crap, you know, because we all go through those thoughts. I do. I'll be honest about it. No one really cares. No one really understands. I give and I serve and no one wants to know. You know, well, I think we all can have that, you know, but at the end of the day, we just continue to be who we are with God because he's faithful. And God designed believers to encourage one another. And, you know, we was in Hebrews, weren't we, the other week, when I was looking at that, cast not away your confidence. But in 10:24, it says, and let us consider one another to provoke or excite unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So like, if you're feeling lonely, the temptation is to withdraw completely, right? Oh, I can't be bothered today. I'm not going to do the Zoom. I'm not going to go to that fellowship down the road or whatever it may be. But healthy fellowship is encouragement, and that we can share our faith, and our faith strengthens us. We can share if we're going through stuff. We can get a strong person that's going to give us what God says back to us to help us, you know, as well as we go into God ourselves and look into him. And like, you know, God says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You know, God says, bring every burden, bring every problem, bring every situation, bring it to me. And then tell him exactly how you feel. God, I feel not happy right now. I'm doing what you're telling me to do. I'm not seeing results, or my money's not the best, or I'm struggling. You know, like, what's going on? Show me what I need to do and be ready to do what he shows you to do. So God already knows your need, you know, and he knows your heart and he knows where you are. And all we got to do is just keep our mind focused on God with knowing that he's there, knowing that he's going to deliver us, knowing that he's going to give us that word, that no temptation that is taken is common to man, but God is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, so you're able to bear up under it. God won't let you carry the whole burden. He'll help you out in your time. And, you know, loneliness often becomes worse when we continually rehearse the negative thoughts. And it's so easy to dwell on those negative thoughts, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I know I could really go on a negative one. You know, that's because that's our old nature, isn't it? That's our default nature, is to really think on the negatives, to stew on them. You know, let it boil over, let it get to a temperature where it starts producing, you know? But we don't want to go there. We want to fill our hearts with what God says. That's why God says, say what you want, not what you see. Don't say what you're seeing. Don't say what you're feeling. You know, pray. Praying, speaking in tongues. Praying with your understanding. Giving thanks, like Kim said with that song. Speaking God's word over your life and into your life and over your situation. Saying the solution. Seeing yourself already having the victory in what you're doing. So, you know, as your mind becomes established with God's truth, your confidence grows. And these thoughts and negative feelings, they're stopped. You know, there was a time when I was young, a younger believer, I used to get comfortable feeling sorry for myself. I used to love it. I used to like it. And sometimes I was so happy at sometimes I think, oh, I really like that feeling of feeling sorry for myself. And this is really true what I'm saying. It's weird. You know, and then I used to sit there and think of the saddest things, think of my first love and the girl that I couldn't be with. And that made me really sad. And then what I would do then, I would get music and then listen to the sad songs. You know, the romantic songs. I was a bit romantic like that. But it used to get me on a downer, you know, and I used to like it. And that's just being really honest. And then I realized I'm liking the wrong thing. What's so good about being down and sad and, oh, my love of my life, where is she? I can't be with her and all this. You know what it's like. I think we've all had some type of that thing happen in our lives. But I can really remember thinking that way. But as I matured, I dismissed those negative emotions, you know, refused to have them. Or I would fight my heart out not to have those feelings. And sometimes emotions, the negative ones, can be really, really strong, you know. And it's just, again, then, you know, be still and know that he is God. So, like, there's some practical things we can do. We can spend that time with God every day. You know, get up in the morning, as much time as you've got in the morning, give it to God. You know, you can read the scriptures. Nothing wrong with reading the scriptures, and it gives you a good mental direction, you know, or to think on these things. You know, we can think on those things and then also confess those things. You know, and just pray openly and honestly with God. Really just tell him how it is. God knows how it is, but he needs you to release it, you know. I'm not happy with this, blah, blah, blah. And then come into faith. Now I know that you're going to take care of this, God. I know that you're going to deliver me this, God. Just strengthen me in the meantime. I need you to help me through this situation. God wants you to ask him for the help, and he'll give it to you, you know. He is our help. You know, and like I said, then you can, like, people that you can really trust with your personal things, you can share it with strong believers that are really going to get you going to God. And then the other great thing is what I do is I encourage other people who may be feeling lonely. Like, I might be feeling lonely, but if I know someone else's, I really encourage them, and I get comfort in that myself, and I'm reminded. You know, and so we just stay involved with each other, that this is the fellowship is so important. You know, and we serve each other, you know, do things for each other, or even other people, like Jason did with that lady with the bottle of water. It saved her. No, she was going to probably, she probably thought no one could, she's on her own in an alien country. And like we are, we're in this world, but we're not of it, you know. And there's nowhere she could go to open up her heart to family or anything. And she just probably thought of ending it. And, you know, and then just one act of love and kindness being led by God saved her life. You know, and we can also remember God's past faithfulness to us. How he has delivered, how he's come through. But really, a lot of the things is when we're blessing other people with our words, with our actions, with our fellowship, you know. And just remember that your feelings, they don't define who you are in Christ. You know, you're his kid. You're God's kid. You're an heir of God and you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You're accepted in the beloved. You're loved with an everlasting love. He'll never leave you or forsake you. No, we are the children of God. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You know, you have an inheritance. We're completing it. So these truths remain true, whether you feel like it or not, right? Whether you feel lonely or not. So loneliness is real. So we have to understand that, but it does not to have the final word in our life. You know, we don't have to settle for that. And God's presence is greater than our feelings, and his promises are stronger than our circumstances, and his love is deeper than any sense of isolation. So just remember that, you know, God is with you. You know, Jesus Christ is holding your hand as you're walking down the road. Like, he's your helper, your comforter, your shepherd. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So just continue to look to God, continue to meditate upon his truths. Remain connected. Stay connected. So good to stay connected. And, you know, with strong people that are not going to give you their gossip, but they're going to give you truth. They're going to encourage your heart. And then I was reminded of this scripture, and I know a lot of people love this one, so I'll read it. It's Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So, you know, God's promise is not merely that he shall send help. He himself is your help. He himself is with you. That's the assurance that we got. And we can have that peace and we can have that encouragement from God. Even in the most loneliest times in our life. And I tell you what, it's real. Loneliness is a real thing. I've been through it, but God is bigger than that. And he does bring comfort and he does bring release and he does bring deliverance to us. And so I know I already shared, but I just want to address that because, you know, I know how it affects people. I know there's great believers that get so discouraged that they don't end up sharing or opening up their hearts and, you know, doing what God is putting in their hearts because they're just crushed down with all these things. But again, we got to get our minds to the positive, out of procrastination. If you're procrastinating, doing the things that you should do, but you're not doing them, that's procrastination. And it's a short example of that. Then it'll lead to that loneliness as well, you know? So, you know, for me, every day, God has got something for me to do. For you, every day, God has got something for you to do. Even if it's your job, like, you know, I know Mary works, Bambi works, you know, Marie Carroll works, Danny works, Amber works. Jason works, you know, and everybody else on here that works, Frank, you know, that time you would probably want to be with God. But use the time that you've got in that to, you know, do what you got to do and where you can be a blessing, and then look forward to the time that you finish the work, you know, and then have that time with God afterwards, you know, and before and afterwards. So, you are God's best, and God wants you greatly encouraged. He wants you thriving, not surviving. Thriving in your heart and your mind and your emotions, in your body, in your finances, in your relationships, in your fellowships. He wants you thriving. And it's as we stay with God, he will get us thriving. You know, and it's just doing what he's showing us to do. That's all we got to do. Just do those simple things. The things that are being encouraged and the simple things he puts in your heart daily. Just do that and he'll fast track you. He's looking for people that are going to listen to him and do it. Then he'll entrust you with the greater things, you know, and he'll add to you. So with that.